This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama met with Mexican President-elect Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House today. Immigration and the war on drugs, among other things, were on the agenda. Marijuana was legalized earlier this month in Colorado and Washington State, which has some in Mexico talking about turning an illegal cash crop into a legal export. Jennifer Collins has that story.
In a few days, Enrique Peña Nieto will move into the presidential palace, and his security policy will become the law of the land, including the war on drugs. That's led to deadly clashes between cartels and Mexican security forces.
Retírese para allá.
A local news crew caught this shootout a few months ago in Ciudad Juarez, less than 3 miles from the U.S. border.
It's a war.
Jorge Javier Romero is a professor of political science at Mexico's Autonomous Metropolitan University.
It's not a Mexican war. It's an international war. It's an American war.
An estimated 60,000 people have died, and billions of dollars have been spent fighting drug cartels. But now that Colorado and Washington State have legalized marijuana, the game's changed, says top Mexican official Luis Videgaray.
This is a product that is illegal in Mexico. We try to stop it from being transferred to the United States, but the United States, at least in some parts of it, now has a different legal status. I think that forces us to rethink our security policies.
Videgaray says there are no plans to legalize marijuana in Mexico. When security forces come across plantations like this one they found in Baja California last year, they're instructed to destroy them. Clearly, plenty gets through. Experts here say Mexican marijuana makes up as much as two-thirds of the pot smoked in the U.S. And some in Mexico's pot-growing regions fear Colorado and Washington could displace their product. They want a legal way to export the drug. Don't hold your breath, says Alejandro Hope of the think tank Mexican Institute for Competitiveness. But
if there is full legalization, could there be Mexican marijuana export to the U.S.? Yes, probably.
More immediately, political scientist Jorge Javier Romero says legalization could help end Mexico's protracted war on drugs.
The money that the cartels have is going to be reduced. So they are going to have less money to have weapons and to have armies. So the violence in the long term is going to be reduced.
Then he says the money Mexico now spends battling the cartels could be used to rebuild the country instead. In Mexico City, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.